A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM, here on your dingy country. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All right, to Daily Mob, I'm going to catch up with a deadly artist photographer, and that's Rowan Kickett, WA man on the line. Rowan, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trev. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm a Balladong Noongar, from the Wheat Belt in Western Australia.
Beautiful. Deadly footprint there, my brother. So artist photographer is what you are. That's your career path, and that's who you are. So tell us about how you got in it, and let's talk about some of your deadly pieces, brother.
Yeah, sort of grew up with artist uncles and going to their exhibitions as a young fella, and just inspired me, and I was surrounded by, you know, Aboriginal art my whole life, and painting with them from a young child, I just sort of started to develop the skills and all that they taught me, and then decided, you know, what is my unique voice within as being an artist, and started, you know, exploring different ways of creating art to tell these stories.
And so tell their stories. Like I said, we have a mob out there singing songs, dancing, writing poems. So you use art and photography as a tool, as a vehicle to educate the people of the world and tell our stories as First Nation people on this big island, brother.
Yeah, that's right. And I always found that, you know, I'm a tradesman as well, a boilermaker welder by trade. And growing up in the workshops, you know, people would ask us about our history, and when I tell them the stories of our history, they'll just say, you know, that never happened, and because I didn't learn that at school, and they were just completely dismissed.
And the people who were asking were non-Indigenous people, of course, brother.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. When I've realised creating artworks with these stories attached, because it's a physical object, they can't dismiss it.
Yes.
And it was such a better way of explaining the history and showing that destruction and, you know, what's happened to us as a people.
Let's talk about some of your pieces. One of the pieces you talked about there was grabbing a gun. Were you talking rifle or handgun? Or?
Yeah, I've got a 22 rifle.
22 rifle. So explain your art piece and how it came about. Give the description there, please, Rowan, brother.
Yeah, a few years ago I had the idea of, you know, using something designed to kill to create, and I always loved using things for the opposite purpose.
Sure.
And I looked at different things and, you know, I settled on a gun because there's nothing's designed to kill more than a gun, you know.
True.
And at the time, we were looking into the 1905 Act at uni and, the, you know, pulling it apart and looking at what was implemented and what the effects were to our people. And I could see the effects. I already had an understanding of what had happened, but to, you know, the correlation between my actual family history and my family stories and how that's affected us as a family really resonated strong. And so with the gun, I ended up figuring out, how do I create artwork with a gun? So I built a frame, I laid my canvas flat on the floor, and then I suspended a water balloon full of paint. And then when I shoot the water balloon, it explodes and the paint gets caught on the canvas.
And there shows the spill of the blood. There shows the the anguish and what happened to our people.
Yeah, and it just replicates that destruction and gives people a better understanding of what's actually happened. And it's all about understanding, right?
Sure.
If they don't understand fully what's happened, how can they have any empathy? And that's something I really wanted to portray in the piece.
And, look, it's not a game of blaming, pointing fingers. Look, it is what it is. Australia has a history, black or white, good or bad, and it is what it is. But for people who don't understand, we're just educate and open their eyes to the history, yep.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, yeah, like you said, it's a perfect point. You know, we're not blaming people, we're not pointing fingers, it's just a matter of understanding each other. And we come from completely opposite sides of the world, two cultures coming together. It's always going to have friction.
Sure.
Because the cultures itself are complete opposites.
Exactly.
And it's just that highlight of the history that's been untaught almost.
Yes.
In schools, it's not taught. It's almost written out of history. And, you know, the knock-on effects that I see personally within my family is what really motivated me to create these pieces.
Good on you, my brother. So, Virchie, you're using art and photography as a tool to educate people. How do people see your work there, Brother Rowan?
In my website, so that?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm mainly on Instagram and Facebook. So my Instagram is Dushong Art. It's DUSHONG_art on Instagram, and that's where I mainly post most of my artwork.
And what happened with your pieces? You won any awards, or what are you doing with them, brother?
Yeah, I've won 3 awards.
Good.
I've done about 4 pieces.
Yes.
I've won 3 awards, and they're all in different collections, including the state collection and different councils and different galleries and that around WA.
Two, brother. Two deadly, that is. Today, WA. Tomorrow, the world. There it is. putting a word out. Fantastic. Love your work, and congratulations. Inspiration to a lot of up-and-coming artists. And we need to tell our story, and I thank you for sharing it with us, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Rowan.
Yeah, no worries.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
You too. See ya.
A deadly yarn there. Rowan Kickett, his name is. So do check out his artwork. It's under Dushong, DUSHONG_ART, and see his work. And got 3 awards, and he got pieces out there. And he uses art, takes photography of his art, and that's the tool he used. And the example that he did there for one of the pieces was about a rifle laying on the ground, throwing paint on it and using balloons full of paint, busted open, and how it falls is how he sees what happens to us and how to us as First Nation people, and explained it to people around the world, educating people of the history here in this big island they call Australia. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, your Dingy Country. That's BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Freedom of the wide open spaces. Sounds of the wild and isolated places. Shade of a cooler bar in the heat of day. A gun you're at night is a home to stay. Aboriginal. Creation.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And your First Nation Radio Station is BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on the daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Hope you're travelling well, your mob. A big shout out to all our First Nation radio station across this deadly country of ours, a beautiful black network, giving out all their songs, all their yarns, all their stories, and yarn up strong on radio in the 21st century. Okay, catch up news here. FL great Michael Long played his card on racism. There's knowing when to hold them and when to fold them. And then there's having the guts to slam your fist on the card table and declare a crooked game. Michael Long's calling out of racial abuse from an opponent during the 1995 Anzac match became a landmark moment in AFL history. That graduated to the 2004 Long Walk, when the former Essendon star staged a protest march lasting about half the route from Melbourne to Canberra before then Prime Minister John Howard agreed to meet and discuss Indigenous issues. Long 51 has on Sunday been awarded an Order of Australia, that's OAM medal, in the Queen's Birthday Honour list for service to Australian rulers and the Indigenous community. Kevin Sheedy, who coached Long throughout his Essendon career, told AAPT that what the great player did in and around 1995 Anzac March, the match showcased his character. He notes Long and St Kilda star Nicky Winmar, who 2 years earlier had raised his St Kilda jumper and pointed to his skin in defiance of abusive fans, changed the game's attitude towards Aboriginal players. He called the card, didn't he? He put the cards on the table and played his card and said, "This is not going to happen any longer. My people are over it," Sheedy said of Long. "Not many people have that courage. Nicky and Michael, they did it in different ways." Sheedy himself, a champion of Indigenous issues, said that before Winmar and Long, there had been only 28 Indigenous players in top-level Victorian football, and half of those were from interstate. Since then, the AFL has had more than 300 Indigenous players. The Queen's Birthday Honour recipient is quite a distance from the skinny, shy kid who debuted for Essendon back in 1989. The Tiwi Islands native would famously shelter in the change room, sauna because of his struggles with Melbourne's winter. Michael has inner strength and a fierce determination, she said. You see how skinny he was when he started, to the way he built up his own physicality. Then his determination to help people as he gained confidence in life and was one of the strongest assets. Many people don't know what their capabilities are until they mature. Last weekend, Long led about 6,000 people in another long walk, this time at Perth's Optus Stadium, ahead of the annual Dreamtime match between Essendon and Richmond. The two-time Essendon Premiership player, 1993 Norm Smith medalist and AFL Hall of Fame member, is recognised with an OAM for his service to Australian rules and the Indigenous community. Michael understands and knows he wasn't the greatest Aboriginal player, but he's probably their greatest Aboriginal leader, Sheedy said. So big shout out there, Michael Long, and leading from the front, and need to stamp out racism, no matter what form, shape, and whether it's on the football field, in the working place, or just out there in the community. Stamp it out and be strong. And you see, you're not born with racism, you're taught it, so we need to stop teaching it. Have you say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
Crying, don't be fooled, 'cause you should know by now, tears don't last. And don't let your ego run away with thoughts that I'm still living in our past. I don't know who you've been talking to. What makes you think that I'm still missing you? You made my heart
so bitter, that's for sure. Now I don't love you no more. I've never felt this way before. Lord knows I don't want you no more. So if some night you got no place, go and show that pretty face on the phone. And just because my light is on doesn't mean to say I'm here alone. Isn't it like you to think I need you here? You think I'm sad, what gives you that idea? You made my heart so bitter, now I'm so, I just don't love you no more. I've never heard this way before. Lord knows I don't want you no more. I still care for you, but I've not forgotten what you put me through. You turned my heart so bitter, now I'm so, I just don't love you no more. I've never heard this way before. Lord knows I don't want you no more. If I see you on the street, don't think I'll stop and ask how you been. It's of no concern to me right now if you're making out or only filling in. So don't get the notion that I'm falling apart. You did me a favor by tearing out my heart. Now I'm free of you now, and I'm sure I just don't love you no more. There's nothing I can endure. Lord knows I don't want you no more. You made my heart so bitter, now I'm sore. I just don't love you no more. I just don't love you no more. Just don't love you no more. I don't want you no more. I don't need you no more. I don't love you no more.
Put death on me. I'm paying the penalty when I'm without my family. Insanity surrounding me. I must find the remedy for me. It's HIP, HOP, not OPP. Other people property. I'm no thief. I got beat when police give cheap. When I walk city streets and all I seek is peace, love, harmony, funky beats and freeze. You wanna mess with me? I'll kick your heart and your teeth. Oh, FB, gotta deal with this pain and this grief. Gotta turn a new leaf, cause my life is brief. Did my son, my daughter, my nephew, and my niece have died. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Don't see me, boy. Where's my people right now? We're dying economically, we're dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Yo, everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Come to make a stand, put some muscle and hustle. The struggle is a
the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength to gain. Singing for one has pain, then I'll help him, I'll breathe. We'll still stick in the missions where diabetes and high blood pressure, lung cancer. My people died early from that, I had no chance to hunt with them, chuck a line with them. Then I'm gulling up the scrub and shoot a white pigeon. Now boom, boom, go to fort and drop into scrub in. Show it off into my car, singing him again. How'd you do that? Where'd you get that way and shoot that bird? In a national park after dark, a yellow bird. Bird, 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 the bird is the word. But I'm still tripping on the streets in the southern suburbs. I'm singing war, where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find blacks over Neo. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Come to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. I'm singing war, where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find blacks over Neo. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Come to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We just face the pain and more strength gain. Looking out of spiritual vibes I get when I smoke split. I spit smoky dope lyric. Indigenous spirit, I make the devil fear it. Nobody used to deal it, but now I'm on the real wall. Legit path to get the cash and splash. The riches big fish is eating cuisine. Vicious, delicious, delicious ambition to cry. The cash with breeze, random wishes to families. And did you set them free? I'm in God's army, a secret agent. Waking up drunk, brother sleeping on the pavement. I'm a peaceful man, you don't wanna see me vagrant. I'll tear up the slang, cause black Australia be sacred to me. Half white, half Maori. I got educated, never was, it's been a gory. In a hurry, I get mine, blow up like a mine. Let the world know I'm a product of the dream time poor. Where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find blacks over Neo. Everyday people, everyday is a struggle. Make a stand, flex the muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Australia's nurses have a message for all Australians. Get vaccinated. That's the message. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Professor Odette Best on the line. A very good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Trevor. A little bit cold down here in frosty Ipswich, but I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Fantastic. I'm in Cairns, sunny North Queensland, singlet, pair of football shorts, having a yarn with you.
Oh, I wish. I'm in my ugly.
Too funny. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, before we start, Professor, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Absolutely. My name is Odette Best. So I am a Kumumbiri Yugambeh woman, so Southport, Gold Coast and across to Stradbroke Island.
Yes.
On my father's side. And on my mother's side, I'm Goreng Goreng and Bontemora. Mm. And so we've got very close affiliation and connection with Warrabinda.
Warrabinda. Too deadly. Big shout-out to all the mob. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So as a professor of nursing, look, Australia's nurses have a message for all Australians, get vaccinated. So you're pushing that flight, yes?
Absolutely. I certainly am. During the whole, onset and the notion of COVID-19, we nurses, were working from all angles. So we were the frontline caring for mob, we were the testing people, we were organising workforces, and we were dealing with, the closed aged care facilities and advising policy.
Mm.
And there was a lot of Indigenous nurses that were actually involved in that,
yes.
Very much working in our ARCHO sector or our Aboriginal and Islander Community Health Services.
Yes.
And so whilst we were doing a lot of the testing for people or opening up our fever clinics, the notion of those actually changed a little bit when we started to have the vaccines available.
Mm.
So it is absolutely crucially important that all of the mob right across Australia, wherever you are, get vaccinated. And historically, Australia's got a really high uptake rate of vaccinations. And so we're hoping that this actually translates across to all people taking either the AstraZeneca or the Pfizer vaccine. So please, please, all mob, get vaccinated.
Sister Odette, if we look at it, I believe the numbers are we've got no deaths for our mob with COVID-19, and we want to keep it at that, yes?
Absolutely. And that occurred for a number of reasons. Being a Queenslander and being in Cairns, you know, yourself, and being very close up there to Yarrabah, and, you know, where my own family, a lot of my own family are from, Warrabinda, on my mum's side of the family.
Yes.
We went into biosecurity lockdown. So it meant that a lot of our community members who were on, you know, the missions and reserves, they were locked down, which was, you know, not, whilst it wasn't a self-determined process, and I'm not saying that it wasn't without its problems.
Sure.
The repercussion of that, or the output of that, is that we didn't have any transmission amongst our community members on the reserves and the mission.
And hats off to the mayors, did a fantastic job in doing that.
That's right. So it was a really, it showed really amazing leadership from Aboriginal leaders right across the place in saying, hey, look, we don't want our mob to be getting COVID. Our ARCHO sector was the other arm that really stepped up to the plate in doing senior and elder responses. And my own grandmother, or Mukan as we call her, still alive in Rockhampton, as well into her hundreds.
Yes.
We absolutely locked her down.
Yeah.
So we put a lot of support mechanisms in place around caring for our community members, including doing a lot of fever clinics. And the thing about our fever clinics that were attached to our Aboriginal medical services was that they weren't just for mob, because we know a lot of our families have also got white fellas in there.
Yes.
As well, you know, whether that be through marriage or whatever. So our AMS movement, or our ARCHO sector, just didn't close it down to just mob only. So it showed that we were prepared to step up as a mob and help everyone through this.
Exactly. What's your thought, Odette, Sister Odette, on people who are sitting on the fence with it, thinking about the after effects? What's your take on that, Sis?
Well, my take on that is that the new vaccines, AstraZeneca and Pfizer, you know, people are saying that they're not going to take them because they were approved too quickly. Well, in actual fact, it's not that they were rushed to trials at all, but instead the red tape around them getting them approved as vaccines that were safe, it was that red tape that was actually removed.
Okay.
So with AstraZeneca and the Pfizer jabs, they've been through rigorous assessment and they have followed the Therapeutic Goods Administration assessment rigorously. And whilst there is a small element of people who have received or, you know, have had complications from AstraZeneca, getting them far outweighs the problem of actually getting COVID.
Yes.
People who are getting COVID, as you know, globally and within Australia, there is a large percentage of them that are dying. So the risk of getting the COVID vaccinations is, you know, one step of actually stopping that, and it doesn't align the risk as opposed to the deaths.
Yes.
So we advocate and support for all mob to actually get the COVID vaccinations. By getting them, it is a lot safer in actually not getting complications through by getting COVID itself.
Okay. And regarding getting the vaccine done, our mob can go to any of our First Nation health organisations, yes?
Absolutely. So a lot of our AMSs or our ARCHO sectors, they, whilst initially they were fever clinics, so they were doing the testing, they were swabbing to see if people were COVID negative or COVID positive. What they have introduced within that sector now is that they are also becoming vaccination clinics.
Okay, yes.
So wherever you are, mob should be able to access their COVID vaccination through their local Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. or they can also present to their hospitals, where there are a lot of vaccination hubs that have also been established as well.
Good, okay.
Vaccinations are also available through mainstream general practices as well. But if mob are wanting to access an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander service, they actually can to get vaccinated.
All right, two deadly sisters. And what about the flu jab? Should that be a second thing?
A consideration.
Yes.
Yes, look, what the initial stuff was around getting the flu jab was get the flu jab. And a lot of mob do get the flu jab every year. Again, that's rolled out amongst our ARCHO sector, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And it's waiting 2 weeks after you get your flu jab to then commence your COVID vaccinations. So what I would do around that is seek the medical advice from your local Aboriginal community controlled health organisation.
Okay.
But me personally, yes, I have gotten my flu vaccination, and I'm just now waiting to be able to get my COVID vaccine.
Okay, there you go.
So definitely get the both of them.
And if you've got your vaccination done for COVID-19, you can then do your flu jab down the track, yep?
Yes. Again, go to seek support from your Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation around what they're saying and the rollout of their flu vaccinations too, because that's a really crucial part of flu that is, you know, can easily be, you know, downscaled by getting a flu vaccination. So, yes.
Okay, my sister. Professor Odette, thank you very much, my sister. The message is from all Australian nurses, have a message, and the message is for all Australians to get vaccinated. Thank you for your message, my sister. You take care, eh?
It's been my pleasure, and I wish everyone a great weekend. And please, get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Take care, Odette. Yep. Bye, sis.
Thank you. Bye.
Odette Leon there. Professor Odette Best, Australia's nurses, have a message for all Australians. Get vaccinated. And there's a message there. Check with your doctor, your First Nation health organisation. Have a chat to them and in regarding getting the vaccination. Also the flu jab as well. Have that conversation. We have no records of First Nation people dying from COVID-19, and we want to keep that record up there. Have your say, Yan Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. their deadly voice there. That's Eloise Ingram, Fade to Black, here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, and it is National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here on your dingy country, here in Cairns, far north Queensland, BBM, Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Had a daily yarn there with Professor Odette Best, and yarn about get vaccinated, so do what you need to do, you mob, look after yourself and look after your family. A daily news here, a story coming out here from ABC, and back from the brink, I'm just so proud I could almost cry. Annie Leonard Nixon was discouraged from speaking her native tongue as a child. Now she's teaching it into Outback school kids to save it from extinction. And Outback Queensland school leads the way to keep endangered Indigenous languages alive. And in the outback of town of Mitchell in Queensland's southwest, students sit across legged in silence, waiting for the word from local Indigenous elders. Less than 2% of Queensland schools teach Indigenous language, and there were once more than 150 Indigenous languages in Queensland, but today there's less than 20 are spoken in a first language. The successful Gungari language program is being used as a blueprint in other outback schools. Colourful paintings adorn the classroom walls, sprawled with words in the region's original tongue, the Gungari language. For the past 8 years, students at St. Patrick's School has been taught the local Aboriginal language in a bid to bring back an endangered dialect once on the brink of extinction. With high rates of engagement, the program has been hailed a success and is now being used as a blueprint for other outback schools. With just 3 native Gungari speakers left today, the language is one of the countless Indigenous dialects in the midst of major revival process. And former Elder of the Year Annie Lynette Nixon plays scissors, paper, rock in Gungari Aboriginal language with a school student. A lovely shot there in the photo there coming from the ABC. And she says, "Sometimes just so proud I could almost cry." She said, recalling school children as young as 5 greeting her in language. People used to be ashamed to be Aboriginal and ashamed to speak language. Now they feel proud. So she's very excited about that opportunity and sharing young ones, black and white, about her beautiful language. Too deadly, have you say? Yarn up strong, 7 minutes left on program, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, here on your dingy country. Hope you're well, your mob. Too deadly.